Thanks for joining me, Ravaughan Smith, here on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to racing on Sunday. Race Coast Racing in KZN. We're on the turf for an 8-race programme at Hollywood Bets Gravel. The first race jumps at 12:45. I like this card. I think it's punter-friendly. Good to have you along as we preview this 8-race programme, where I do think, if the form book plays along, there's money to be made. And there's also every reason to believe that the punter challenge can be won. Those are, of course, free entries, and they need to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of the opening event. Put through your selections and play the bet slip, because that puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer if you pick all the winners on the programme. Every reason to believe that the cream could rise to the top, and that we could find ourselves standing in the queue at the end of the day, because I do think from the first race we can start our multiples. We can do doubles, trebles, all to comes, etc. on the afternoon, because the first race also is the opening leg of the bipot. You need to be on 12:45. Race 1 is a maiden plate over 1,000 metres, and you can scratch number 6, Amber Alert. That reduces the field to 8 runners, and I'm going banker, number 9, Eastern Highlands. This horse cost himself a win last time out, when everything and anything that can go wrong went wrong that day. While slow of the mark, raised green, pulled and even hung, yet finished off nicely to finish, what was that, 0.3 lengths in second behind the winner. That form book has held up well. The horse that finished behind him in third, called Touched by Angels, and the horse that finished behind that in fourth, called The Marquee, have both subsequently come out and won their next starts. Eastern Highlands is having his peak run. He now comes back to 1,000 metres. Rachel Venneker retains the ride. She, of course, takes 1.5 off the back. With luck in running from the deepest draw, I do think can go on better. So I'm going 9 Eastern Highlands, ahead of 8 Captain Ventura. 3 Place of Practice, 7 Rock Me Baby. PA jumps 13:20, race 2 on the card. It is a maiden plate for fillies. Over 1,400 metres, 10 runners will face the starter. This looks like a boat race between number 3, Blue Poppy, and number 8, Trail Runner. 3, Blue Poppy, from 1.82 is coming to 1.52, while 8, Trail Runner, has gone from 1.52 to 1.67 in the market on hollywoodbets.net. I'm in the camp of number 3, Blue Poppy. This horse has been narrowly beaten in both starts, even showed improvement from first to second outing. Last time out, lost 2 lengths, coming out of the gates, made up the ground, hit the front 3.50 from home, only to be caught in the shadow of the post, and had to settle for second on that occasion. Now, she's well drawn. If she jumps on terms, and with further natural progress that can be expected, to me she should go one better. I'm going 3, Blue Poppy, to beat 9, Cook's Kiss, 8, Trail Runner, 7, Kelly Buona. Third race is the opening leg of the Pick 6. 12 runners will line up at the 1900, and I'm looking no further than the odds-on favourite, number 2, Counselor, from the Mike and Matthew Training Partnership. This horse opened at 0.72 and has come in to 0.63-1 in the antipost market on hollywoodbets.net. The De Cox trains the half-sister to Lunch Money. She showed good improvement in her first to second run where the placings are concerned. She finished 5th first time out and finished 2nd last time. She comes into this race carrying just 53.5 kilograms on her back. Good to see Muzi Yeni on board. She jumps from stall gate 2. With further natural progress that is expected, I do think she can give the boys a run for their money and go on better to take the lion's share of the prize money. Hence the reason I'm looking no further than 2, Counselor, banker, first leg of the Pick 6. Ahead of 6, Irish Anthem. For 3rd, I'm going with 7, Many Waters, and 9, Window to My Soul. 4th race on the card is a D-Stakes. This is quite a competitive race. 9 runners will line up for the opening leg of Jackpot 1 at the 1900. I thought a pretty wide open affair, and you're probably going to have to include 4 runners in your exotics, because it's 2.86 about number 3, Global Movement, 3.03-1 about 8, King Bavarian, 3.03-1 about number 2, Mahandas, 4-1 number 4, Magic Maverick, 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. Those four you're probably going to have to include in exotics. If you press me for my first choice, then I'm going to side with number 2, Mohandas. Winner of his last start, he was certainly running on and he found all the way to the wire when he won that race and beat a horse called King Global Movement, who happens to be number 3 in this race. Now, if you look at Global Movement's form line, you'll see 2 runs ago, Mohandas beat it, finished 2nd, and last time out, won that race to frank that form line. This horse from the stable of Yoga's Governor picked up a £3 penalty for that win. There's nothing in it between the two of them. They meet on exactly the same terms as they did last time out, and I can't see a form reversal. Good to see the blinkers are back on, because this horse certainly has improved since fitted with the blinkers. Tristan Godden also retains the ride, and I do think can make it back-to-back wins. Hence the reason my first choice is number 2, Mohandas, ahead of 8, King Bavarian, 3, Global Movement, and 4, Magic Maverick. We move on to race number 5. This is a Class 4 benchmark, 82 over 1600. Another race that's wide open. 4-1, number 1, Ombudsman. 6, Jazz Festival is at 5-1. 7, Turbo, 25-1. 6.25-1, number 10, Red Mountain. And 7.14-1 and upwards, the others. I'm siding with number 7, Turbo 20, from the stable of Candace Bass. This horse has got good, decent, recent form. I remember this horse from when it won 3 runs ago here in Cape Town. Has also got decent form since moving to her KZN yard. Last time out, he set the pace, tried hard all the way to the wire, but got outrun and was staying on when finishing 4th last time out. He's the kind of horse that will go up handy. Good to see that apprentice Dazan Lowe takes the 4 kilos off the back, retains the ride, because this horse certainly runs for Dazan if you look at the last 3 outings. And I do think if those horses in front or just off the early pace and kicks away at the right time, can play come and catch me if you can tactics. I'm going 7 Turbo 20, ahead of 6 Jazz Festival, 3 Down by the River, 2 French Trip. 6th race on the card is a Progress Plate to be run over 1,400 metres, and yeah, I'm looking no further than number 9, Regeneration, from the stable of Robbie Hill, and this horse gets the services of Craig Zaki. An easy winner of his last start over this course and distance. In fact, if you look at that form line, you'll see he ran on and absolutely cruised to victory. Now, he runs again in a, or she rather runs again in a Progress Plate and meets a similar kind of field. She will no doubt drop out from the deepest draw, and we'll be picking them off one by one in the run to the line. And hence the reason I'm siding with 9, Regeneration, to win it, ahead of 7, Golden Rule. For 3rd, I'm going with number 6, Treaty of Paris. And 4th, number 1, Bristol Hercules. That takes us on to race number 7 on the card. A Class 4 Fillies and Mares benchmark 78. 10 runners over 1,400. And I'm looking here no further than the unbeaten Mike and Matthew de Kock. Training partnerships. Unbeaten daughter of Patala Palace, number 2, Queen Braganza. She is 1.67 in the market on HollywoodBets.net. She followed up her maiden win with a very good win over 1,200 metres last time out. She got up close home to win going away, and the manner in which she finished off in that one tells me that she'll enjoy the step up to 1,400. Here she's nicely drawn. Further improvement can be expected, and I do think she'll keep her unbeaten record intact. I'm going 2, Queen Braganza, ahead of number 4, Bella Valentina. 1, Spin My Angel Spin, and 9, Mrs. Glitter Sparkles. That takes us on to the final event, race 8, the off time 16:50. A Class 5 Fillies and Mares, benchmark 70, 12 runners over 1,200. Fillies and Mares benchmark tells me field and more. I've got a friend that believes if you don't have a field, the field in the last leg, don't worry, go home. Chances are you're not going to win it. Here, it's wide open. It was 4-1 the field. 7, Little Black Gem, has come in from 4-1 into 3.5, 7-1. 4, Thingamabob, has gone from 4 out to 4.5, 5-1. Then you can get 6.67-1 about number 3, Fascination. 11, Get Off My Cloud, is at 7.69-1. 2, Mystic Rouge, at 8.33-1. and one Izambulu is at 10 to 1. They're bidding 12.5 to 1 and upwards, the others. I like the 10 to 1 shot in this race, and that's number 1, Izambulu. This one from the stable of Garth Puller. Should have finished a lot closer last time out. This horse was balked for a run at the 400-meter mark and awkwardly placed 150 meters from home. She'd also stripped fitter, having her second run after a rest. She's also a kilo better off at the weights with number 3, Fascination, on that run behind Queen Braganza. She should have the run of the race from pole position. And with Sean Veal back on board, I'm going 1 Izambulu to beat number 7, Little Black Gem. 3, Fascination, and 9, Beautiful Rania. And that takes care of the preview of the 8 races on the card at Hollywood Bets Gravel. Hope you hit them hard and find the winners, because if the cream rises to the top, you should find yourself in the winner's queue. Till next time, from me, Ravon, take care. Cheers for now.